Welcome to the Gorgons and Gods podcast with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host, Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will discuss everything about Greek myth. However, in today's bonus episode, part two, we will discuss the major differences between Greek and Roman mythology and how Romans took many parts of Greek myths and added it to their own pantheon. Today, I am once again joined by my special guest, my friend Ali. Quick disclaimer before we begin. There are some references to war, conquest, slavery, abuse, and death in this episode. As always, there's nothing graphic or brutal, but if you're not in the right headspace to hear about any of that right now, that's okay. Come back and listen to this at a later time.
Whenever Romans conquered lands, they would plunder whichever gods existed in that very land. Funnily enough, they took a tradition from Italy called evocation, mentioned in part 1. The Romans would try to make these gods abandon their homes and migrate to Rome. They also did this to make people they conquered have an easier transition into Roman culture. Take a look at the Britons. Once conquered in 43 AD, the Romans took the Britons' goddess, Minerva, goddess of health, and added it to their own goddess, Sulis, goddess of thermal springs. Romans were notorious for their luxurious baths and believed the thermal springs to have healing properties because of the minerals in the water. That's why they combined the Britons' goddess of health with the Romans' goddess of thermal springs. When Romans were not busy conquering other deities, they would adopt gods from other cultures. For those of you who haven't watched part 1 yet, do it! Greece's influence was seen all across Rome. Main gods and goddesses in Roman culture, such as Jupiter, Juno, and Minerva, appeared to have originated from Greek culture. Jupiter, god of the sky and all aspects of life, was thought to have originated from Zeus, god of the sky and lightning. Juno, who kept watch over other women's lives, had a resemblance to the Greek god Hera. Minerva, believed to be the Greek god of wisdom, was thought to have originated from Athena, the goddess of wisdom. Some other gods that are similar are the Roman god Venus and the Greek god Aphrodite, deities of love, Neptune and Poseidon, deities of the sea, Pluto and Hades, deities of the underworld, Diana and Artemis, deities of the hunt, and Mars and Ares, deities of war.
In Roman religion and culture, the Romans believed the temples to be the homes of gods. Placement of the temples mattered very much to the Romans. Gods such as Jupiter were placed inside the city, as Jupiter was thought to be the protector of Rome. On the other hand, gods such as Vulcan, the god of violent fire, was placed just outside the city. This was done to attract fires away from Rome. Rome was built out of mostly flammable materials. The houses were very close together, and there was a large importance placed upon logs and coals as energy source, thus allowing Rome to be a very flammable and highly dangerous city. Greeks, in contrast, appeared not to care as much for the placement of their temples, especially at the beginning when they were first making these temples. Temples would generally be made from wood and mud, very biodegradable materials. Hence, the temples would not last very long, and would not last nearly as long as the Roman temples. Eventually, the materials began to change into more permanent ones, such as stone. This led to an uptick in permanent temples, though, from what we understand, this did not really affect the placement of temples, whether they were inside or outside of the city. Many Greek holidays were also adopted from Roman holidays as well. Celebrations such as Saturnalia were celebrated by the Romans much in the same way they were originally celebrated by the Greeks. However, the Romans also added their own celebration and holidays to their own calendar. Festivals such as Vestalia, held in June to celebrate Vesta and the Vestal Virgins. Thank you for once again joining me in this week's episode of the Gorgons and Gods podcast. As always, I've been your host, Eric, here with Everything About Mythology. I would like to thank my wonderful friend Ali for joining me in today's episode. Please consider following and sharing with a friend.